Greetings, this is James Gillen with Azure Wish Talk Radio. We're also broadcasting live on the eSETI chat, so you can go in there and chat and have conversations with us and ask us questions. It's been quite a drama here trying to get on the internet. We have three internet lines. All of them are down. They're working really crappy, so we had to do alternatives. And so we've got, basically we're back on again. I know the energy's been crazy lately. I know Wednesday and Thursday, my phone rang off the hook, my emails, people saying they're really going through a ringer. When I asked the higher dimensional beings, they said, yeah, they've turned up the juice. So hang on. People are going to be processing pretty intensely. There's just so much going on. But to get a little heads up, I know our guest is Allison Coe, and she's a Beyond Quantum Healer. She's a practitioner, and she does a lot of work with what's happening on the planet and people having future dreams, seeing their future selves and everything else. So without any further ado, I want to just bring Allison on. So Allison, are you with us?
I am, finally. Yay.
Right. Yeah, unbelievable. God, there's so much going on. I'm curious with your work, what's coming up for people as far as what's happening now, and what do they see in the future, you might say?
Oh, man. I had my first client of 2020 the other day, and I don't know why, but normally I don't ask my own questions, but she was on some subject that allowed for me to ask this kind of question, and I was like, what does 2020 look, you know? What does the year ahead look like for us? What does 2020 look like? And they said it will be the last year, last recognizable year of modern man. And I was like, what the shit? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Can you expand on that? And they're just like, all the systems as we know it are you know, just being torn down as we speak. There's going to be a great uproar. Things are, you know, on a mass global scale, everything is going to change. And then they started to say, well, of course, there's different timelines and people can experience different things. But basically, it's going to be a crap show coming up.
Yeah.
As far as the changes. And then on a personal level, everybody's just going through it. Everybody is in some sort of major transition, it appears. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether it's pulling stuff up and having it be revealed or relationships changing or careers changing, everybody, all my clients are just going through it, major transitions.
Yeah, we're seeing the same thing here. And I noticed as far as the veils between worlds are getting really thin and the other influences are being seen really clearly. And we've been doing nonstop clearing of astral beings and things like that, and discarnate spirits. It's been for 2 days straight, it's been nonstop. So they're coming up for clearing or healing. And I know there's some pretty nasty stuff on the other side over there too they're getting hammered by the higher dimensional beings are cleaning those up as well. So the cleanup process, I tell people it's multidimensional. We're multidimensional beings. And so it's happening on many levels, and you know, we're sensing it and feeling it, but we don't know where a lot of these emotions are coming from. And a lot of them aren't ours. You know, they're coming from other unseen influences.
Yeah, or if they are ours, they might not be from this life. You know, they may be from past life that are just coming up, that everything's coming up, pushing forward to be released. And it can be crazy making, you know, if you try to logic it, you know, in any way, shape or form, or try to make sense of it, because it won't make sense. This stuff we're going through doesn't make sense to the ego based on past performance. It just doesn't. And so healers like you, or clearers, or people who can guide people along who know what's going on, are so essential right now. And that's what we've been told for years, that these light workers who have felt so alone for so long will eventually be the guides for all of these other peoples, and need to heal themselves first to prepare for all these other people. Well, those people are coming. It's happening.
Oh,
it's happening now. Yeah. They're all over the place.
Yeah. There's people here, some, you know, in locally, actually, there's people here that used to think, you know, I was a devil worshiper and all this. So we had some talks, you know, but, it's like all of a sudden they're actually coming. And the people that you would have never thought are coming and going, what is going on? And they're not getting answers through their standard churches or whatever. They're not getting answers. And there are answers in there if you know how to read it. But, you know, I try to put some things in their terms. Like I said, you know, we're going through the end time madness. You know, we're going through the, you know, the energy's coming in. I try to explain it more on a physics level to them. So, you know, they don't get upset, but
because it's upsetting, right? If you're just thinking in those terms that of the end times, but that's what transitions are. They're an end and a beginning to something new, you know, so you can use that term for sure. Dude, yeah. I have to say, like on a personal level, the person in my family who was as far away from my belief systems as you could get, who's just my sister. We're like 18 months apart. Mm-hmm. And she was married to an Orthodox Christian priest. Oh, and yeah. So she has been in it forever, and just a wonderful person. I absolutely adore her. She's as funny as the day is long and nastier than me even. Anyway, so but her belief systems were totally different. And she started waking up. She started questioning things that, not necessarily in a religious way, but in a personal way, questioning things that she's always taken for granted or have always guided her. She's being called to change things. And I'm like, man, she is waking up. She is waking up to thought processes, to getting rid of the junk, to raising her vibration, all of these things that are necessary to get your belief systems changing. And she's right there. And if she's going through it, holy mother, I just can't even imagine on a global scale what it's looking like right now. So it was absolutely essential that she could call on someone like me who knows what the hell is going on, right? Like, I was like, oh man, she's got an in. Like not to pat myself on the back, but to be like, be able to not stoke fear, right, with what she's going through, you know, in her relationships or anything like that, but be able to give her hope and guidance, you know. And please, if there are any of you out there who have family members waking up, please do that, you know, even if they're totally different from you, because she will always be very different from me, but please be that guiding light, whether they're spiritual or not.
Well, you know, you can't deny it anymore. I mean, denial's no longer a river in Egypt. But, you know, it's coming in so strong and so intense right now. And there's waves with high points and low points, and it's exponentially getting stronger. And I'm watching people go through one wave and they go, whoa, that was intense. And if they don't process it on that wave, the next wave is going to be stronger and stronger. And then I'm seeing the people that are refusing to do their work, you know, to heal, that are trying to hold on to the old ways, and especially those that are like narcissists or tyrants. Mm-hmm. You know, that energy alone is a very heavy frequency, and it is just nailing them. These waves are hitting those people. And they're coming unglued, and they can't control their world or the people around them anymore. I was told by one of the masters, they said, you know, the last frontier of enlightenment is giving up control, you know, and turn it over to your higher self or whatever, the God within you, whatever name you want to give it. But I'm just seeing the people that believe they can control and dominate and manipulate, those are getting hit the hardest right now.
Yeah, their chessboard is kind of falling apart, right? It totally is. They can't play with the same pieces anymore that they used to, and then seeing them, seeing how they grasp at everybody around them as they're kind of drowning is amazing. That's what a lot of my clients are experiencing in their lives. The people who were highly manipulative, highly narcissistic, are getting sick. They're getting super sick.
Yeah.
Or whether it's mentally sick or physically sick. And it's because of exactly what you just said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting that you're coming across the same exact stuff for sure.
I'm trying to operate my heaters here. Both are dead.
Oh, that is because you're in the hall, right? That is a cold.
Yeah, in the hall. No heat on here, and I'm just going, okay. It's like, I'll just turn on my inner heater. But it's interesting watching this unfold. And, you know, I've seen it happen in every community. It's in the religious communities, the business communities, especially the political communities. I was wondering if they have any insights. Have your sessions brought up insights in the, you know, it's probably, these are the things you don't talk about, religion and politics, you know, which I don't care. I talk about them anyway.
You know, so I was like, oh man, James is going to totally ask me about politics. And I was like, none. I was like, this is amazing. So we're going into an election year, right? We are in an election year.
Yeah.
Nobody, none of my clients have asked about the election, have asked about anything. Nobody. It is like, it is as if it's just completely off their radar. And I don't know if that's because by now they're just so separated from it or what, but none of my clients ever even bring it up. It's not asked about. And so therefore, you know, if they don't bring it up, I can't insert any questions.
Exactly.
Of course, they're paying me. I'm not paying them. But the religion stuff, it comes up in little pockets. So maybe 5 people out of 20 will have religious stuff come up. And it is always, you know, with the Catholic Church. And it's always just disgusting. And it always about how the roof is being pulled off right now and all of the goo is going to be exposed and all of the control mechanisms and all of the, you know, the slavery and that, just all of that, just disgusting.
Yeah, the whole history is being revealed. I know Mary comes in a lot and talks about that. And she said that the last communication I got from her when I was meditating was she said that she's here with legions. Mm-hmm. And that she's like, it's like Mary with a bat, you know, but she's here with legions. And they are so done with what's being done to the children and things like that. They are so done with that whole thing. And they're moving. And she said that this is all, that is what's going to take down, you know, whatever you want to call them, Luma donkeys or whatever, you know, because you'll get censored. But she goes, that's what's going to take down the people in high places. You know, all this predatory, pedophile, all this other stuff, that's what's going to take them down. And you talk to people about it and they said, I don't understand how somebody could do that. And I said, well, you're using your mind and your values to try to comprehend this. And if you really think about it, these people, they're so trapped in their ego and they think they're so powerful and everything else. The ultimate slap in the face of Creator is to do harm or molest or kill a kid. You know, it's like even Jesus said that. He made it very clear. And so it's like the ultimate goal, the end game, you might say, if you're a psychopath, you know, if you're hooked into these darker forces. And that's where it leads to, you know, it's power and wealth and then sense gratification, and they're not getting any more and they keep trying new things. And then these entities just love it when they do this. I mean, they get a big rush from the darker forces when they do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And unless you understand that, it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell people there's so much inhumanity on the planet because there's a lot of non-human interference. And that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a normal human behavior to hurt young.
Yeah.
It's normal human behavior to help young and support them and protect them. You know, otherwise we wouldn't exist if it was normal. And so, yeah, it's a very big sign that something dangerous kind of infiltrated that group, you know, and a long time ago, I mean, millennia ago, of course, and started breeding through there, you know, and it's disgusting. And, oh man, Tony, you did not just do that. So by the way, I just wanted to introduce everybody to our new four-legged friend, Tony, who just beefed it right on my lap. Nice exit strategy. Anyways, anyway, so luckily it's little.
That's it. Blame it on a dog.
No, I can brew in my own stuff, no problem. I'd never claim that. But his is new.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a dog anymore, so I have to get a dog pretty soon.
He's our first one, and he just broke the barrier. Let me just tell you that. Yeah, not our first one, but our new one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I was, you know, say was I had one client a couple, maybe like a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, who was talking about the future. She was seeing the future. We were talking about a catalyst to another big catalyst to waking people up. And she said it was her, you know, we were talking to her higher self or some other higher dimensional group at that point. And they were showing her these huge protests all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Protests. And I was like, okay, what are they protesting? They're protesting sex slavery and child slavery and all this stuff, you know? And I was like, well, why now? You know, this has been going on for years. What happened that they're now protesting it? They said that because of the Catholic Church, something happened where there was a leak, a huge leak, and they could see all these videos of what happened. So there was no turning away anymore.
Yeah.
There was proof everywhere. And they had to, you know, they had to protest. I mean, it was so everywhere. It was just talked about, you know, or known kind of underneath a little subtly, you know, oh, this could be happening. There was proof positive. This was rampant and it was going on. And so there was protests everywhere and it started waking people up and changing systems. So anyway, that's a lot of what I see. So when you ask about religion, that's the kind of stuff that comes through these sessions as far as my sessions go. Politics, nada. I don't get anything right now, which I think is interesting. You know, it seems like we would get something.
Yeah, I'm playing with my heater here. Oh, there we go.
As you should, man. There's frostbite in there. Holy code.
What they hooked up two heaters on one line and it popped the little breaker thing, so... Anyway, I think I got it or not. I don't feel anything coming from this. Okay, we'll try that. Please.
Please, everyone, send their warmth to James.
Let the force be with you. It's weird. It clicks on, but there's nothing happening. Anyway, I guess we'll figure it out.
I'm just looking at all the lions around you.
Yeah, there's a couple lions here on the left.
You'd think when we jump down and land on your feet and warm your feet up.
Or go have one of them put their hands on my back or something and just totally toast me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know what's going on. This thing's making noise. It's clicking back and forth. Anyway, I'll just keep playing with it until I get it right.
So are you guys are closed for business right now? You guys don't have anything going on up there then, right?
No, yeah. We've got some snow coming tonight, actually. So we're going to have some major snow hitting tonight. And then, you know, we'll be on the snow plow tomorrow, I'm sure. And then when it starts snowing, we just have to cut it down. You know, we just have to close the gate because people come up here and they all have the wrong kind of cars and vehicles and they get stuck and I'm out in the tractor digging them out, pulling them out, you know.
You got to cut it off.
That's
so what do you do during these months?
Basically I leave usually. You know, I just kind of get out of Dodge. I'm gonna try one more thing with the heater and see if this works, and then after that, I'm just going to give it up.
I'm curious if you're going to Australia at all, to the other Yosetti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. How is it different there than your place as far, you know, not obviously not, you know, geographically, but just like, does it have a big hall and things like that where people come and stay and speakers come? Or
what's happening right now over there is that they've got the land, and it's I can't remember how many acres. It's almost like over 100 acres. And it's right on the coast of Melbourne, that area. And it's just beautiful. I saw the land and everything, and they already got the permits and everything. But it's all ready to go. And so they're getting it set up. But I'll be going down to Disclosure Down Under on the 8th. And I'll be going with Ben and Rob and John Vivanco. And I'm trying to think who else is on there. The docket. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Peter Maxwell Slatter, he's going to be on there, and maybe a couple more. I'm not sure who's all in the docket, but you can just go to eSETI Australia, and you know, punch that in, it'll pop up. But that's going to be interesting. I just got back from Mexico, so that was that was really nice down there. A lot of challenges while I was down there, but we're working on an eSETI Mexico as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have the eSETI that's going. Peter's doing a great job, and his group doing a great job on that one. That's going on. We have eSETI Japan, and then we have we're working on eSETI Mexico, and we have a couple other things, options going. So it's really coming together.
And these are all like basic Stargate kind of areas.
Yeah.
You've established on it for that.
They're kind of well, I know the eSETI Australia one is definitely a Stargate. Mexico we're still looking at. So if anybody has some great ideas in Mexico, we had two or three places, but there's just a lot of problems with the ownership. And things like that. Because down in Mexico, if you're a gringo, you know, you can't own land. So you got to have a Preston number and all this other stuff. So, and then some land, the title's not clear. So we had some really good possibilities down there. And then I go down there to Mariposa Medi Spa, which is a spa that we've been helping people. You know, they do everything from stem cells to, they treat cancer, and they treat, you know, all the things you can't heal here in the United States because you get in trouble. You know, so we have that going. You know, so we send people down there, you know, when they need. But I think eventually that's all going to change. I think all of these blocks that are not allowing the fearless energy technologies and the healing technologies are all coming down, and it's just a matter of time. And, you know, with, you know, what the pharmaceutical companies are doing and all the information being released about what's in the vaccines now and how much damage is being done, I think eventually they're going to lose their, you know, they have protection, you know, so you can't really sue them and you can't do this. And I think that's going to go and go down, and they're going to, you know, karma's going to do its thing, you know.
Karma mixed with, you know, general outrage, and I think outrage is a very important tool for people to use for a while, you know, when faced with just this terrible, terrible lies and abuses that are going on in these systems. It's outrage that kind of pulls the plug on everything, and then you move up the emotional scale and create something new, you know. But you have to get mad. You got to get mad.
Yeah, I like that. There's that meme that says, you know, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really true. It's like, you know, I still know there's the, you know, I call them the muggles, you know, they're just walking around doing their everyday job, listening to CNN and, you know, and SNBC and things like that to get all their information from. And, you know, they're clueless as to what's happening, but that world is going to crash on them. But, you know, I don't know how you can be that spiritually dead and watch those people and not know that they're pathological liars and that they're very dark souls and they have an agenda, and not see through that. But there's people that can't they can't see it.
It's important that it's wrapped up in entertainment. It truly is. You know, if it has an entertainment value to it, we're using entertainment to numb us, you know, to distract us and numb us. And so, you know, just as important as beer and food and candy and all this other stuff, you know, drugs and alcohol, everything. So entertainment is just as important as that. So that's how they're able to kind of infiltrate, because they're entertaining us through it. You know, that's why they have these, you know, gorgeous, beautiful, whatever women, you know, giving these hateful messages.
Yeah.
And they're able to because, hey, they have, you know, great looks and a nice body and perfect hair and all this stuff. And it just, it's disgusting, but it's entertainment, you know? So that's how they're able to do it. That's how they're able to infiltrate everybody's living room. You know, if it wasn't entertaining, they wouldn't watch. They wouldn't pay attention. So you have to make it entertaining. You have to make your poison entertaining. So, you know, and it's as important, I think, for anybody who's trying to send other messages of hope, messages of expansion and ascension and clearing and healing, to find a way to be entertaining without being fake, because our communities can read through that, or most people can, and I would want them to. And so to find a way to entertain them with this stuff as well. And I think, you know, some people are really good at that. People like, you know, you and David Wilcock, and, you know, not of the same vein by any means, you know, whatever, but people who are good at entertaining when they have an audience in front of them. If you weren't good at it, you probably wouldn't, you know, put out your show every week, you know, and be out there. Yeah.
You know who I think does a great job on that? I'm pretty low key about that stuff, but, Edge Wonder Boys, those guys are great. And they're really entertaining, you know, when they do it. Wilcox is really entertaining, you know. And then there's like Corey Good and I are kind of like different. We're just like, this is what's going on, you know, skip everything. We're just kind of, this is the information, you know, it's a, you know, different type. And I know with me, you know, people ask me, you know, what would you rather be doing? And I said, gardening, you know, it's just like, you know, I'd rather be out in nature and gardening and doing Yigong and teaching people, you know, self-mastery and things. I really enjoy that stuff, but this is part of it too. The show is part of it as well. You know, some people are really bred for entertainment and they're very good at it. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, most people are so programmed for the sound bites. You know, they got to have the entertainment, the sound bites and all that stuff. They've got to, you know, get that going.
Sorry, my daughter just arrived.
No worries. But the...
Hey, baby.
Hey, you're on the show. Anything from the younger generation?
That one's bred for sound bites. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah. What do they call it? The floss?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I actually did that on the UFO cruise. I got caught doing the floss.
Yeah.
And they go, you know what the floss? I go, I have no idea what it is. And they're going, try it. I go, no way. I did it. I did a great job. I had it down. And they actually videotaped it. And I just said, oh, God, that will not go out.
That's going out. Twerking is next, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, so I think, you know, that is how all of these messages have been able to kind of infiltrate all of this poison, all of this kind of negative lower level density stuff has been able to infiltrate the populations, because it's wrapped up in the exact packaging that people need at the time they need it. You know, whether it's entertainment, whether it's, you know, Fox News or Netflix, or whether it's religion, you know, and salvation and things like that. That's how they've been able to infiltrate, whether it's, you know, money lending, things like that. So, you know.
So I'm trying one more last ditch effort. I think I think I blew out the cord. The what do you call it? The I have a heater on me now, so I'll survive. My hands are like freezing. But where were we? I forgot.
So we were just talking about, you know, how this kind of poison, how this lower density stuff managed to infiltrate, you know, the humanity and the earth in general, you know, and then how we almost, yes, we need new systems to break us out of it, but using kind of the old systems as a bridge, you know, bridging the new and the old. And one of those ways is through, you know, making sure we're wrapping this up in like things that they use, like entertainment and stuff like that, you know, making sure there is an entertainment value to this stuff to get it out, to get the messages out.
Like exactly. there you go. I know you know, with us, we have the big draw card here is we keep filming these ships. Did you see all those ships we filmed? I should send that to you. 31 ships. Oh, I just got back from Mexico. And I got back late at night, and I just went to bed. And then so I come out the next night, and it's clear skies. And I go, wow, I can really feel something going on. And I look up above the ranch, and 31 ships came over. They just kept coming one after another after another. And they're coming in straight in right over the house. They would power up, get really bright. And then they were going at a 45-degree angle back into space, and then they would dim out after they did their thing. And so I filmed most of them. I got most of them on film. And then these other ones are coming from every direction. So everybody's going, that's the Starlink, you know, that's the Starlink program. And so I looked up the Starlink program, and I go, it's nowhere close. It's nothing close to that. And the Starlink program, they're all these satellites are all in a trail, you know, they're all right next to each other.
Right. Like that, right?
Just a line of them, you know, and they're really close together. They're not separate, but they have a few behind that come in behind it. But this was no way, the way these acted, the way they powered up, the angle that they're at, and they went into space, you know, so... but I just, you know, the video is funny. If you go to eSETI Stargate, you can see it on there. But you'll see it. And I'm just going, there's another one. Here comes another one. Here comes another one. I go, oh, my God, they keep coming. So we always have the cheerleaders on high giving us videos like that to put, you know, to draw the people in. And I think that's what draws a lot of people into the program. And then like the... You know, the Ben and Rob guys, I hope they air it. I sent it to them. I said, hey, check this out. They might have done it already. I've been out of the loop, but there's so much going on like that. It's just, it's undeniable. I don't know how they can deny what's happening anymore. And, you know, they're trying. And the latest thing I've seen they're doing is that they were sending 17 drones, Hobbit 17, you know, what does that mean? But the magic number. But 17 drones, I guess, over Colorado, and they're flying these drones all around Colorado. Well, and I guess somebody said their 6-foot drones are really lit up. And I think what they're doing is, one, they probably have some other nefarious program going on there, but it may be as a cover, you know, because all these ships are showing up now. So now they've got to say, oh, those are just drones. You know, we had 17 drones flying in a circle, you know, and we're out in the boonies, you know, here. So I think the Air Force and these other guys have a lot better things than flying drones over eSETI, you know. But
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, when there's that preponderance of evidence, you know, you can't look away from that. You know, you can't logic it. It doesn't make sense, you know, that you would have all of this evidence, all of these crafts going. And I've been there. I've been up there. And you can see the difference, you know, between satellites, between, normal, you know, army flights and then commercial airlines. Yeah, you can see the difference between all of those. It's so easy. Yeah, and then you see something like that, and you're like, oh, that was different, very different.
They're trying to say these are all satellites. And I said, well, these are we have 1/3 treetop level, like flying that low and coming, you know, going into the mountain, coming out of the mountain. We have them in every size, shape, and color. We have every, you know, there's so much hardware that we filmed, and they morph into 1 to 3 to 4, back into 1 again. And so, you know, good luck with explaining that. And, you know, I see these guys like Neil deGrasse and these other guys, you know, and they're brilliant guys and everything, but the point they missed is they said, I want physical evidence. You know, they said what all these abduction people, all of these contactees, everything are lacking is physical evidence. But the problem is most of these things are non-physical events. And by their own physics, they know that. And so they're setting you up. Anyway, I go, you know, you're trying to set up us up to look stupid by making this demand, but that demand is stupid in itself because you know there's at least 11 dimensions out there and they're non-physical. So your challenge is get some equipment you can measure the other dimensions. And we have that here. You know, we have equipment like that. And so that's the real demand. But, you know, the other thing, too, is you see with your brain. You know, you see billions of bits of information, and your brain chooses out of that what's going to be its reality. And you're seeing orbs, and you're seeing all these other beings and everything, but they're blanked out because your brain is choosing not to accept that what you're seeing. You know, so on those two concepts, they're missing the whole point. Is that if you don't believe in it, you're probably not going to see it.
Correct.
And if you, but I know people, even non-believers, come up here and they see things they just cannot wrap their head around. And we had one scientist come up here and he goes, well, I'll believe it if it stops and goes back the other way. And it stops and it goes back the other way.
There you go.
Yeah. I guess it just freaked him out. It totally messed up his whole belief system. You know, it took him a while to process that one. And I said, not only did it stop and go the other way, it did when you asked it to. So apparently, they've got either one hell of a microphone going on, or they're telepathic. And I'm pretty sure they're telepathic. Yeah, you put thought on them, they picked it up, and they reacted to the thought. So
yeah, absolutely. And they knew who your audience was. They're like, okay, everybody else believes in us. We need to reach that dude. What is he thinking? Okay, well, let's do that. All right.
Yeah, and if there's purposeful good in reaching that guy, they will, because now the guy has the science background, but at the same time, he's going to say, look, this is not explainable.
Yeah.
According to our science, I cannot explain this. And those are the guys I like to reach. You know, and we've had triple PhD Boeing engineers up here, Lockheed Skunk Works people, all those guys, you know, and they've seen the ships, and they've gone public and said, yeah, I saw them. Couple of them go, we're going to get in trouble now for talking about this. But, you know, even the head of Lockheed once, I can't remember his name, but he said that we have the technology to take E.T. home, you know. So then he died shortly afterwards, you know. Go figure.
Yeah. Wow. And that just, that's a fun sentence to roll around in your head a little bit.
Yeah.
Technology to take E.T. home. And yet they suppress any type of healing technology that could help people, you know, or grow the right food or clothe, you know, it's like grow enough food for humanity or help heal the earth. But yeah, we're going to play around with sending E.T. home, or we're going to actually, you know, put all our money into that. It's just insane. It's insane.
Well, joke programs where they're using rockets, you know. Oh, yeah, we're going to go to Mars in a rocket, you know. And I go, well, why? You know, you've been going to Mars since the late 60s. You know, why are you going to send a rocket up there? You know,
it would never work.
I know people got to figure this one out because, you know, whatever they're showing us, they're 100 years ahead of it, you know, so.
Yeah, at least. Absolutely. Minimum. Absolutely. That's agreed. You know, all the time in these sessions, we get glimpses into the inside of these ships. You know, all different types of ships, you know, all different types of beings populated in these ships. And it's really fun from my perspective to go to ESETI and see them in action, you know.
Yeah.
Because I get to see them from a different, I get to see them through the eyes of my clients, because when they when they're walking through them and they're talking about what they're wearing, they're talking about who's sitting in this table and what they're looking at, I could see it all, you know. I could see it completely in my head. But then, you know, being able to be at Iseti, I get to see it from a totally different view. And it is so fun. It just completes, you know, an informational handshake in my head. You know, it's so fun to be a part of that, to be a witness to that.
Really. You know, that's what I like about it. I always tell people that Iseti is where debunkers come to die, you know. You know, it's so hard to stay a debunker and come here. And but, you know, the thing is, you have a really cohesive group of people out there. You're going to have, they're going to come closer. If you have people that are really negative and skeptical, they'll usually stay higher and they can sense, they can fly over and sense who's down there on the ground, you know, what, how low they can come down, what they can do and things like that, you know, so, you know, people realize these beings are extremely advanced beings. They're very spiritually advanced and technologically advanced. A lot of their ships aren't even physical, neither are they. And so we do have photographs of them phasing in and out, you know, coming in and out and showing themselves. And so we have that, you know, we have the witnesses and we have the video and it's just, it's all here.
Yeah.
But it, you know, people have to embrace that there's a lot more going on than this little physical 3D program they've got going.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, getting out of the fear of that is essential. You know, that because most people are programmed to think that if there is something else going on beyond this, then it's scary. They're going to attack.
Yeah.
To take over. They're like, no, they've evolved out of that. They don't need anything from us except for us to get on the same playing field as them, for us to raise up so we can be part of this, you know, unified front, so we can be tuned together, just like a, you know, keys on the piano. Earth is completely out of tune because of us, you know, so they need us to raise up our level, to tune up so we can start making music together, all of us, you know, that's essential. And so, no, they don't want anything from us except for us to get it together, you know, rise up.
The whole frequency thing, that's what they said. It's all about frequency, you know, basically. And we have to maintain a certain frequency if we're going to maintain contact. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that simple. And the people that aren't raising that frequency don't have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, they're not going to have contact. They might see something go over the sky, or they might see some event happen. You know, they might just happen to be in the right place in the right time, but they're not going to have contact because there's no purposeful good in contacting them. And you know, people come to me and they want me to prove that these things are real. And I said, you know, it doesn't work that way. And I don't really care whether you believe or not. That's you know, that's your choice. That's a choice. But,
It should be more of make yourself worthy, you know, enough to communicate with them.
Rise to the occasion. I know we do. It's kind of funny. There's that joke I do out there, and people see me do it all the time. I have somebody that'll come up and be really skeptical, and they just say, you know what, I don't believe in this stuff, you know, and they go, you know, this stuff is, you know, those are all satellites or anything else. And I'll go, oh, what was that? You know, it's dark out in the field, can't see. And I go, oh, God, you see that? And they turn around and they look, you know, and I walk away. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they turn back around to talk to me and I'm gone. Where'd you go? And I said, I don't have time for that. You know, it's just like, you know, it's kind of hilarious. But
you ghost on them.
Yeah. They start attacking you, and I go, well, thank you for establishing your character and your ignorance. You know, have a nice day, and I just walk away. But now you can't. I think there was a poll in Texas, something like 99% of the people, they had all these UFOs fly over Texas, and they did a poll on the local news there, and they said 99% of the people believe that UFOs exist and that there's a cover-up. So to me, the cover-up's failed. You know, it's a total fail. Why? Yeah. Time to come clean, you know. But I think with people like, you know, Corey Good and these other people that are exposing the the cover up, you know, and the secret space fleet and the technologies that they have, and there's other people out there too, are opening that door. And I think it's planned, you know, and I think the other guys want to bring this technology out. They want to clean up the planet. They want to use the technology for, to help, you know, in the, you know, healing and restoration of the earth. And I think that's part of that, that release program. But, you know, you still have the news anchors, you know, like Giggle Factor, you know, Laugh. Yeah, right. You know, but lately the ships have shown up everywhere, and they're not doing the laughing thing. They're going, you know, what do we do with this now? You know,
yeah. Yeah, you always have a fear. You have a choice, you know, in what to do with it now. Retract in fear or expand in love. You know, there's always a choice with any new information like that. Oh, there's ships showing up everywhere. Do I retract in fear or expand in love? And I have to tell you, you can always tell who's guiding you. The ego will always retract in fear. The higher self is always trying to expand you in love. Always trying to expand you out of your safe, secure comfort zone with love. Yeah. Yeah. And the ego's, shrink back.
Yeah, they had this latest, that obelisk or whatever at the White House. And they had the ship flying all around it, like just circling it over and over again. And what's odd is that it's the exact same ship to me that was going back and forth on the Iranian border. And I have that video, and the Iranian guard is just firing everything they have at it. And it's going back and forth. They're shooting everything at it. And then a couple of days later, I hear Trump on the air, and he goes, yeah, I hear they're running out of ammo. I started laughing so hard. So it's either one of our really high-tech ships there's nothing they can do about, or it's a hologram and they're just making them use up all their ammo. Hologram. I don't know which one it is, but either way, it's hilarious.
That's entertainment right there. That's entertaining. Yeah. They're making it entertaining.
I was laughing so hard watching it because it's just flying back up and across the border, and they're firing everything they've got at it, and they've got all these tracers and machine guns and everything at it, and it's just flying back and forth, turns, comes back again, goes back and forth, you know, and so
I've got to see this.
I got to see this stuff. Yeah, why is that not on? I'll send you that link. Why is that not on CNN, or why is that not on MSNBC News or anything, or even Fox News? You know,
right?
It'll be Fox News. We probably might cover it because they actually came out here, and Hannity did a whole special on the ranch here and did a really positive job. You know, and actually, he allowed me to debunk the debunkers before they even got started. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant. I said, using their data, we had JTRACKER at the time and Heavens Above. We're using their data. These are not anything known. They're unknown. They're unidentified flying objects. What they are, we don't know exactly. Well, we do know, but I couldn't say that on the air, because it was Fox News. But I said that, you know, by their own data, they're trying to say these are space stations and space shuttles and things. The shuttles are grounded. It's not the space station. We have their data. It's not any of the known satellites. And these things are flying treetop level and below. And that eliminates their argument when they morph into four. But they do sanitize it. We give them undeniable footage and ships doing things you can't explain, and they sanitize and they just show a light going by and stuff like that. But they did air it, though. They did. I have to give them credit for that. Almost on the other stations that they did. ABC came out here, Town Hall, and another group came out here, and they did. I was on Town Hall, and then I was on AM Northwest. They did a special on it and a few other things, but I haven't heard a thing from them since. But that when it went to go national, they just killed it. You know, every time ABC came out and they did a special on it, and then they aired it locally. And when it went to go national, it disappeared. And so I called the guy that came out that interviewed me, and they said that he didn't work there anymore.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Where is he? Where is he? They go, we don't know. And I go, come on, guys. You know, it's like, guy just doesn't pack it up and walk out. So I guess, I don't know, he either got fired for doing that one, or I don't know what happened, but he's no longer there.
I wonder if it, you know, speaks to not just something provincial, you know, that only people locally would be interested in, or if it speaks to, you know, sorry, there's somebody crawling on the floor over here. I don't know why she's trying to be subtle now. We've been all up in our business. I wonder if it speaks to, you know, whether more people are awake on the West Coast or in the Pacific Northwest, you know, versus, you know, the Bible Belt or Midwest and yeah. East Coast. I wonder how that factors in. You know, they probably know their audience and know what they would, you know, put up with. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it seems like they can spoon feed some people a little bit, but others they're like, no, it would be poison. Yeah. We'd be off the air. Or we would be this or that. So it would just mess with their belief system so much.
I think so. I think there's a lot of that. I think the local guys kind of have a little free rein over what they do locally. And as soon as it goes into the big networks, they go, boom, you know, they just kill it.
Yeah. You
know, the thing is, I don't have to worry because disclosure is coming from the sky and there's nothing yeah. they can do about it. And everybody asked me, when will disclosure happen? And I said, when they decide to make it happen, because the people on the ground can't suppress anymore. And even a lot of the disclosure movements, I mean, there are some people that are really legit, but there's a lot of planned opposition. And that's going to come out too, that these guys are actually working for the government. They, you know, dance right alongside them at Bohemian Grove, and you'll know them by who they network with and who they brag about, who their connections are. But, you know, that's all planned opposition. It's a controlled narrative, and we've been covering on our show and on our website. You can go there and you can watch the uncontrolled narrative, where we actually give everything about what's going on, you know, talk about all the different beings and it's a whole different story. But I mean, that's the only way it's going to get out there. These major networks, they're not going to do anything with it. And even unfortunately, a lot of the UFO community is so infiltrated. That's going to come out too, that, you know, you how long can you talk about Roswell? You know,
right.
How long can you say, yeah, I was abducted 60 years ago? You know, how long can you keep this in the past and ignore what's happening over in our skies right now? You know, it's
exactly.
Like, and how long can you keep it as, are they real? Is it a UFO? Or let's go to the next level. Why are they here? Who are they? What are their cultures like? Can they help us? Do they have technology that'll help solve our energy problems and clean energy and help clean up the environment? And do they have healing technology? Those are the questions that need to be asked. But these other groups, you know, especially ancient aliens, those guys are famous for that one. You heard about that. They came out here and they did a whole show and they edited me out of it, completely out of the show. Completely out of it. And I said, what's the deal? Did you get the phone call, you know, to keep me out of it? And I answered all the questions. They keep asking the same questions over and over again to keep the suspense going and keep the show going. And I answered all those questions. So they cut me out of it.
Yeah.
Completely. So they're entertainment. They have nothing to do with disclosure or educating people.
Yeah.
You know, they're basically entertainment. And they, you know, their character levels are much to be whatever. It's just unbelievable. You know, the Tollywood, you know, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. That's different than what I was talking about, for sure.
Yeah. Like,
spiritual people entertaining, you know, people who are high vibe, you know, having
yeah.
payment value for that's not what I'm talking about. Like you said, you know, they're not about disclosure. They're about entertainment. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're about entertainment. They're also, you know, this is a whole new show, but they have a very Luciferian agenda, and you see a lot of the top people that own a lot of these things are involved in that stuff, but that's all going to be disclosed. We've only got a couple minutes left. Do you have anything else you want to cover before we wrap it up?
No, I think it's important to always remind people that the way that they can start seeing change is by dreaming it into being, by actually focusing their intention on what they want.
Yeah.
And by healing themselves first, by attracting a higher vibration. And the way they do that is by talking to their bodies, by focusing on themselves, by healing themselves, by everything that they ingest is part of their diet, has an effect on their vibration, and therefore has effect on the world. So any of their entertainment, any of their food, any of their drink, any of their social media, any of their conversations or music, it all has an effect on their vibration. And they have an effect on everybody around them. So if they wish to see that change, they need to actually, of course, be that change and focus on the right stuff and ingest the right stuff. Clear themselves up, because every cell in their body has the potential to become crystalline. And so if they want to be that crystal being that can hold more light, they need to actually clear themselves up. And please manifest the shit out of what you want to see in the world. Don't ever stop. Don't ever talk yourself out of it, please. That is coming through every single session. Anytime anybody reaches a very high level of spirituality, they're like, what do I need to do now? Every one of my clients is told the same thing. Keep manifesting. Keep manifesting. Not shit, not junk, not more material junk, but joy, peace, what you want in the world, what you want to see. Spend time dwelling in that, in your thoughts, in your mind.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, Mary said that. She said, worry is a form of prayer. So the more you worry about something, the more you're going to, you know. And so you have to get out of reactionary mind where you keep reacting to everything they're throwing at you.
Right.
And get into creationary mind where you're creating the world you want to see and moving in that direction. We've hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And great finish there.
Thank you, James.
And I think everybody needs to take heed to that to get through the new year. And the new year's resolution is maybe just right thinking, right action, right eating, whatever, you know, just be kind to yourself, be kind to the planet, and be kind to others. And basically that's all we need to do to get through these times.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, James. Thanks for being out there, man.
All right. You too. Keep up the great work.
Go to Frost.
All right. And Dylan signing off, and have a great evening, and always keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Raise your frequencies, because if you want to hang out with high frequency beings, we got to rise to the occasion. Have a great evening. Good night.